Blog Talk Radio.
Monte Payne, and he will be in tune shortly, so I'm excited. I'm very excited, and I can't wait to get to talk to him so we can gain on all his future projects and all of the things that he has to offer to the universe. So while we're waiting for Monte to give us a call in, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about him, but I'm not going to give up too much because, of course, I want you guys to hear it from him personally. And those who know me know I can run my mouth as it is, so I'm trying to, you know, not do that so much lately. Or anymore, I should say. But then again, this is a talk show, right? So Monte was born in Nashville. He grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. And I must say that I do love Atlanta. And all those who have been, I'm sure you feel the same way. I can't wait to get back there, actually. They have some good fish and grits. Okay? So if you have yet to taste fish and grits in ATL, then definitely find a restaurant that serves that ASAP. Okay, so the one thing about Monte was that he was a little shy coming up, which is hard to tell because did you guys see his pics? OMG, it doesn't look like you're shy at all, Monte, but I can definitely see how, you know, one could possibly believe or not that you were shy. Just kidding. I was shy too. Now look at me. You can't even hold me down for 5 seconds, okay? My mouth just goes on and on and on and on and on. So, okay, enough about me. Back to Monte. Not only did he begin to read his brother's raps and begin to perform them, you know, Monte has also begun to idolize other rappers such as Master P, Playa Fi, Warren G, and the list goes on and on. So now he's taking a step out and he's defining himself and he's developing his, you know, rap and his creative drive and things like that. And, you know, like I said again, I'm not going to talk too much. The music speaks for itself. He's going to speak for himself, and he will be in tune any minute now. So, Monte, if you are on the line, please press 1 so we can have you in tune. Because I'm sure after I post those sexy pictures of you, there's a lot of ladies that's in tune tonight waiting to gain on you. So while we're waiting for Monte to give us a dial-in, if for those who want to question, have a question or comment, you can definitely dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live. And for those who are a little camera shy, you can definitely utilize our chat room, which is open during our live broadcasting. So you can put your questions and comments in the chat room, and I will read them anonymously if you prefer. So let's check out his song, Blow Up. We just checked out She Wants It, which I, you know, is my favorite. So definitely check out Blow Up, and let me know what you guys think.
Jamie. city from Snowmound to Decatur. When they see me riding, we're so big I'm guiding. They be like, damn, man, don't mind, they always shining.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
Yay! So that was Blow Up. And we also play She Wants It by Monte. So without further ado, let's bring on Monte. How you doing tonight, Monte?
What's going on? How you doing?
Oh, much better now that you're on the line with me. Hi!
Hey, what's up? Hey!
Good. Thank you for joining us tonight and allowing us to get in tune with you. So welcome, welcome,
already.
Welcome. Yeah,
thank
so
you, thank
I must
you.
Say, you're welcome. I must start with this because, you know, I just have to. I'm a woman. Your pictures, what are you trying to do, kill people out here? No, seriously, what are you trying to do to the ladies out here? Kill them?
Thank you, beautiful
no,
girl, man. We're just trying to, you know, kick it, have fun.
That's kicking it and have fun, really? Really? There's a lot of people that, you know, are in cardiac arrest right now, personally on my Facebook. Okay? So I'm just letting you know, cut it out. Stop it. Okay? And I did it, and I knew when I was posting them that it was going to totally be like that. So, yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening. So thanks for sharing, Monte. Not only your creativity and music, but your bod. We love it.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So for all our listeners who are just getting in tune with you, your style, your music, and your name, how would you describe yourself to the people?
I would describe myself, very, very fun. Very fun. Very fun.
Very fun.
Reason why
yeah.
is because I know how to bring it all to the table and enjoyable and keep that smile on your face.
Absolutely. Which I'm smiling now and you can't see me, but I definitely agree. Like, I'm smiling from the time you said hey. So, yeah.
<That's>
I think that was, yeah, I think that was like a good response. So, tell me, as a child, you say that you were shy. How so? How is this possible?
Well, you know, like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people like, hey, Monte, let me see you dance or something. Let me hear you rap. Like, nah, I'm straight. And, you know, that's pretty much how I used to be, real. You know, people put me on the spot, I'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that. But now people are like, hey, let me hear you rap. I'll rap. So, you know, just growed up with it and just kept
mm-hmm.
going.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much about it.
Mm-hmm. So was your brother the one who influenced you into getting into music?
Yeah, see, my brother, he always wrote and was always listening to, you know, back of Master P. That's how I got on Master P. I always stayed listening to Master P. It was just pretty much, you know, what he did, I was always all around him, like, all the time. So by him always writing all the time, that's just kind of put me into the writing and started rapping and just kind of took off. Especially after I did a talent show, and it was just that's where I got all my confidence at.
Right, and you know, to see that you even landed on like BET 106 in Park, which is like in New York, where I am.
Yo, okay, yeah, that was really fun. That was exciting, especially getting lost on y'all trains. Oh man, I was everywhere. I was super
goodness.
Lost. I never knew. Yeah, I had so many trains, numbers, letters. shit.
This happens to me on a daily basis, and I was born here, Monte. Like, I'm still
trying
to get it together. I'm kidding, but yeah, that happens to the best of us. Even regular New Yorkers, it's just so confusing sometimes. It's the hustle and the bustle, you know?
It's crazy. I started in Queens, ended in Brooklyn. For real. Like, why am I still on this train so long?
I'm telling you, if I had a dollar for every time someone that wasn't from New York told me they was lost on New York City transit, I would be rich. Because it happens all the time.
It's crazy, for real.
Exactly. So how is that experience for you? How is that experience for you going to BET and performing and things of that nature? Like, what was going through your mind?
Man, it was very enjoyable, just the way they treat you. It's just like you are already like a step closer to your dreams. You know, they make sure, even that sound check, you know, it just seemed like you're a close step to your dream. They make sure everything good. They feeding you. They asking you good. You got your representative that's next to you. The cameras, there's probably like 12 cameras just staring right at you. You know, the lights. It's just fun. And then especially when the crowd, once everybody's actually in the studio, it's just fun. It's really fun. That's actually what gets me really going, you know?
And that's amazing that you say that, because for most people, especially growing up shy, you know, so to speak, a lot of people are so stage fright. You know, for you to be like, yeah, the cameras and the people and everybody's there, like, I love it, I'm geared up. Like, where do you think you pull that from? What do you focus on? I mean, what drives you not to think about, you know, what's about to happen and fear it?
Well, I pretty much just be like, you know, let me just give a good show. Let me have some fun, because that's what's pretty much about, having fun and letting the people hear the good music. And just when I go up there, I just go up there already crunk. So that's pretty much my mindset. Just give the crowd a good show.
Absolutely, because you know, if it was me, Monte, I would be drunk. You know, I'd be like, give me like 6 shots. That's what I require to make this all happen. Seriously. And I don't even drink, so it would be a mess. It would totally be a mess. But at the same time, you know, I can't even imagine like performing in front of like cameras and people and things of that nature. Then again, who knows? You know, I've never had to do it. So, you know, I might be a champ at it.
Yeah,
but I don't
want
to take the chance.
I'll
leave that up to you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Well, see, I already got a natural high, so I'm already crunk all the time. So all it takes is just to give me a microphone. You just got to say, hey, Monte, we want you to perform right now. I'll say, cool, where the microphone at? Let's do it.
I know that's right. Well, that's encouraging. So I know a lot of people that's tuned in tonight can definitely take heed and some notes on, you know, just go up in your hype already, and it won't even matter. It won't even bother you.
Already, I perform in front of one person or a million people. Still get that great show.
Now, going back to your pictures for like 2 seconds, and I hate to keep harping on them, you know, but I am a woman, as I stated before. Do you ever get tired of all the attention that you must receive and just want some peace and quiet sometimes?
I mean, it's all fun, you know, to get the feedback on my pictures. You know, it's always cool to hear that, you know, and I keep working out, you know, to keep my, you know, my body and my health straight, and just to keep that image up to par. So, you know, it's not as bad.
Awesome. So you don't mind it at all, in other words. Like, keep it coming, ladies. Keep it coming, because
I'm
working hard for this.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it up. I got to keep my image up.
Absolutely.
I definitely got to keep the image up.
Definitely. So you're doing a great job. So we look forward to all the time that you're in the gym. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So do you have any other like hidden talents that people don't know about?
Well, I'm a horrible magician. I try doing magic tricks with cards, and you know I always mess up. So I'm horrible, but I'm still working.
Like, surprise me. Pull a rabbit out the hat.
you know,
yeah,
don't mess
man.
Around and really do it because I might be freaked out. But
right.
that's interesting, though. That's really interesting that you even mentioned that. No one has ever told me that before.
Yeah, I'm horrible.
That, you know,
though,
magic.
So.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm horrible at walking up the street. Just walking, I'm horrible. I'm
that's
so
funny.
Serious. I have to put a lot of sweat in it. I really do. Not because I switch when I walk. I have to. It's not because I'm switching. It's because my heels are so high. It's like I just have to, like, focus. So,
really?
Ladies, just a hint. Like, if your heels are that high, don't wear them if you have to focus that hard, as hard as I do to walk in them. Seriously. It's crazy. So that's my hidden talent. I can walk in high heels.
That's funny. Well, thank God us fellas, we can just put on some J's and be good.
Right, and keep it moving, right? So tell me, what are some of your inspirations for the songs and stuff that you write?
Well, I try to, you know, like, what the ladies want to hear is, you know, I want to be relevant for a long time. Kind of like if you put an old Michael Jackson song on right now, people will still dance to it. I want my music to stay relevant. I don't want my music just to be for a season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I go into it. So that's how I kind of go into it when I'm writing my records. I'm thinking, hey, I want my music to stay relevant. I want it to stay relevant commercial as always. So that's pretty much where my inspiration comes from. I never want to be do a song and it's done next summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens so much. And that's so true. And it's cool that you're, you know, focused on that because that's really the name of the game. So that's cool to see that you already have your perception and, you know, everything in perspective when it comes to that.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever think that you would ever, like, that you would make it to this point in your career at all? Was it times, like, where you just was like, I'm just done with this. This is not working for me.
Well, see, you know, with music has its ups and downs, you know. I always had the drive, you know, like, I've just always said, I'm going to make it. At times, you know, you get at a down point, and you're like, man, what's next? But I never felt like I can give up on music because, you know, music is something that I love, you know, regardless if I got paid for it or not, is always been one of my passions. So I don't really too much give up, but sometimes, you know, with music, it does have its ups and downs, and you just got to have that passion to get it back up.
Mm. Wow. So, and some of your passions is just being, you know, just being driven and staying relevant and, you know, focused.
I mean, you got to. It's music. Sometimes I feel like music is more than music. You know, you gotta make sure you gotta have your right team.
Mm-hmm.
If your team ain't with you, you gotta have your music, of course. And you got to have a strong mindset. You got to know what you want. You can't just be in it and just be, you know, just walking with your head cut off. You got to know the business.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That's pretty much it.
That's true and it's real. And I'm so glad that you put that out there because a lot of people are so eager to immerse into the music business because, you know, everyone feels like their thing is the thing, the next big thing, which I'm not trying to take nothing away from no one with saying that, but it's also important to research and really be, you know, in tune to the business aspect of it as well as
exactly.
The music part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. You know, music sometimes is more than music, but at the end of the day, you got to love what you do. You know,
mm-hmm.
Regardless if you make it to the top or not, I mean, you just doing music just to say, hey, I want to do music and get some money. You know, some people it just happen to be talented enough to do it like that, but it's the real artists that do it because that's what they love to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. So,
and we need to bring that real hip hop back.
That's true. That's a good point right there. We definitely need to bring back some more music that I want to listen to. Or like 50 million other people want to listen to because it's not happening right now and it's scary.
Mm-hmm. But thank God for the sky's the limit team.
I know that's
definitely
right.
We're gonna bring it to y'all.
I know that's right, too, because I had a feeling y'all on the show already.
We got my boy Corey, Q, my little homie J Plus, and yours truly, Monte. We definitely going to bring it to y'all. That's what real
music
is.
Well, y'all are bringing it. Y'all are bringing it, trust me, because I interviewed every last one of the people you named, and y'all all are bringing it with fierce vengeance, and I love it. And I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, that's the thing, guys. Women, we real artists here. We gonna take over.
Right. So tell us about your style of music, the way you immerse like R&B, hip hop, and all of that. What you know drew you to that infusion of you know fusing all those genres together?
Well, pretty much it's you know I make a lot of records for the ladies. I've always been a ladies man. The ladies. You know, a lot of my big records, I do them for my, you know, for the ladies, you know. And I also make music for the fellas as well. But it's just the ladies, they love what I do. They bring it, so I bring it to them because, you know, I show love and everybody, you know, just digs it. So that's why I consider myself a hip-hop R&B artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can give it to the ladies, but at the same time, I can bring the fellas the same exact.
Right, exactly. And that's different and unique because I never heard anyone describe their music in that way before either. So, wow, you know, you're standing out, Monte. You're standing out.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. It's not
thank
just
you.
Body, it's brains too.
Well,
you know
you.
How they say that about women with blonde hair? You know, like she's like bad as hell, but no brains and, you know, things
right,
like that.
Right.
But.
So you got the physical and the mental.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has to be a combination platter. It definitely does.
Right.
For some people, they don't care, but it's important to me that you can have a conversation with me because I love to talk. So
I can dig it. That's good.
Exactly. So when you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel?
Man, it feels good. It feels really good. It feels really good. It just, and you know what makes me feel even better is that When I'm seeing people dancing to my records in the club and just really enjoying themselves, like, that's what makes me feel even better. Like, I remember once a guy came up to me and was like, bro, who is this? I just laughed and I was like, man, it's a guy named Monte. Like, I didn't even tell him it was me. It was just so cool just to hear a random person just come up next to me. I was like, man, who is this?
Right.
And you know, that's a great feeling.
How did you manage to not tell him it was you, Monte? Because I would have been like, it's me, it's Miss P, it's Miss P, that's my song. Like, I would have been having on a T-shirt to say, it's me, look at me, I'm right here. Do you see me?
Well,
but that's
awesome. You know what? Because it'd have been so cool. Because after I had already told him it was Monte, then I'm pretty sure. Once he goes, you know, look it up on YouTube, you know, I'm pretty sure he was going to see the face and be like, oh, man, I talked to him. That was him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just kind of be like, oh, man, I just talked to this guy. You know, just a little hype behind
it.
So.
No, I love it. That is so brilliant. Like I said,
yeah,
you know, you're a strategizer. I love it. I totally do.
Yes, it's pretty cool. But hey, I just remember once I was at the club. And my song was played. And I remember Jazzy Faye was there. Then I went up to him. I was like, man, this is my song. And he was jamming, too. He was like, yeah, I like that. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I have done that before, though. But it's a great feeling overall, though.
Right. I dig it. But like I said, I do respect the fact that you are so humbled. And, you know, just said, hey, it's Monte, and, you know, let it be. Because, you know, it is a thrill for a person to realize, like, hey, I talked to that person, so it's definitely a good strategy. I'm learning a lot from you tonight, seriously. So I'm glad that we're, like, in tune with each other right now because I'm learning not to just say, it's me, that's me. Oh, yeah. Seriously. So is there anything else that you would like to do in addition to music?
I want to get more into the on the acting side, like, cause I love to act. That's also another hidden fact about me. I love to act, especially when movies come on. Oh man, I'm saying all the lines. Don't let me know. Don't let me know a movie. All the lines are being said. Don't let me know the movie. All lines are being said. For real. So just eliminate all that. I'm just going to watch football.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Atlanta Falcons. We're going all the way, baby.
That's right. We go Falcons. Look, I don't know nothing about sports, but I'm just going to root because you're rooting.
All right, cool. That sounds good.
Whoever, anyone tells me that that's their team, I'm like, yay, team. I know nothing. I don't know what's going on. I never do.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
You got to get you into it then.
I know. I have two awesome sports people that come onto the show and say everything, and it's funny and it's hilarious and it's entertaining and it's informative, but I still don't know what the heck is going on. And this is every Sunday, and I'm still lost.
Oh, man.
So
we got work on you, beautiful. We got work on you.
I know, exactly. Thank you so much for helping me. So I know it's hard to pick. I know it's hard to pick, but what's your favorite song to perform?
You said who?
What's your favorite song to perform? Although I know, you know, all your songs are great, but which one do you prefer to perform?
I love Blow Up. The last record you just played?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love performing that. That record just hype. When people hear that song, everyone starts dancing.
I can see why.
That's definitely a club song. Everyone dances to that record.
Mhm. It's true, especially in New York. Like, give us like a banging, banging, banging beat, which is really happening these days in the club. And you definitely see it. Everybody and their mama, even the bartenders, are up on the bar doing Coyote Ugly. Like, this is what's happening. You can't give us like no good beats because we just take it to the extremes out here. Seriously. So
Really? Yeah,
it's crazy.
Hey,
it really
we start having fun. We need to put some of that Monte music up there.
I'm telling you, see, I have you now in my sights, you know, I'm and, you know, keep it in rotation and I can, you know, send it to other shows and just let it circulate and if that's cool with you.
Already. We definitely could do that.
Yay. So do you think that music, speaking of like beats and stuff like that, do you think that music is enjoyed most for the beats or for the words, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I love words. But, you know, the beat is what's going to catch certain people. The beat's going to catch certain people. But I'm more of words, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What's your message? You got a positive
right.
message? That's what I'm more into. But the beat definitely is something cool. But I'm more into the message. What are you saying? What are you talking about?
Absolutely. It's true. Because some people just don't have no type of, like, flow. It's just a nice beat, you know. And I'm like, if you really sit down and think about it, like, really, what's happening in this track?
How did this even
hit the radio?
It was 9 times out of 10, it was probably that beat.
Yes, it's crazy, 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 crazy. So tell
right.
me, you know, what are some of the future projects and stuff that you are currently working on?
Right now, I'm working on actually all good new music that I'm just so happy and focused on right now because it's really turned out good and I'm just really excited just to let the world hear my new music because I know everybody's waiting and just gonna be super excited when it comes out because these records I'm working on is really great and I'm excited about them.
Really? So can you give us, like, a hint to one track that's on this, you know, upcoming project that you think is going to really blow us away?
Oh, well, a lot of them is going to blow you away. I got this one record I'm working on. It's called Superstar. And it's pretty and it's pretty much talking about how, you know, you just you come from, you know, being a regular person to being that guy. And it's pretty hot, and I know that's but that's more of on a motivation, a real motivation type record. But it's also you're gonna be like, yeah, I like that.
Wow, it sounds different. So So tell me, I'm so curious right now, like, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn, December 22nd.
I love Capricorns. Oh, my God. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
I do love Capricorns. This is not even a joke, and I'm not just saying that because you're on air with me. I'm saying that male Capricorns are awesome. Seriously. Just
That's
as
cool.
people in general.
Yeah, we
you
are.
Know? Definitely. You know, and this is why I'm loving your energy, you know. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's so awesome. And, yeah, what's your sign? Because signs kill it for me, and everybody's not into that, but I am.
Okay.
Certain signs, like, you could be awesome for 5 minutes, and then you tell me your sign, and then I'm just like, okay, well, we can no longer do business together. Thank you. No.
That's fun.
I'm just kidding, everyone. I love you all. So, question. If you were interviewing you, what would you ask you, and how would you answer it?
If I was interviewing myself, the question I probably ask myself would be, what made me pursue it? What's my ambition?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my answer would be passion. It's what I love to do. This people use hip hop to the wrong definition. It's about how you perform, how you write, how you talk, how you carry yourself as an artist. And a lot of people fail to miss that part. They look at each other more of a on a beat side. You gotta look at it as a full complete artist. Is this what you really about to do? Is this, are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the fame? Everybody want to be rich, but when you're doing something that you love, that's what makes it even better.
Mhm. I agree. That's a good answer and a good question. So what questions, because I know that you have done tons of interviews before, but what questions do you hate? Do you have any questions that you hate the most?
I actually haven't even had a question that I really hate, so I don't really have none.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious. I haven't really.
Oh, man.
You know, when I do interviews, it's, you know, it's not a question that I'd be like, why did this person ask me this question? you know, at times when you'd be like, oh, my gosh, what was she or she thinking?
Right.
No, I've never had that feeling. So far, I've had, you know, cool people just, you know, ask regular questions. So, none of them now.
I can't even believe it because, you know, I get asked crazy questions, Monte. So, you know, I'm always curious to see if anyone knows. Well, one is, are you single? Like, really, why do people need to know your personal business? Like, if you're trying to date me, just ask me out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, just kidding.
Right.
But, you know, it's just like certain questions like that kind of irked me, where it's like, okay, are we talking about the business or are we talking about relationship? Because I didn't know I was on a dating game, you know? So
is it certain
intimate things that I feel like, you know, people shouldn't really, you know, ask?
Right.
I know it's an interview and things of that nature, but, you know, when you ask people to interview them, basically me asking for you to come on the show is not about, hey, do you have a girlfriend, whatever, because I could approach you on a different level. So if you're going to interview me about who I am and what I'm doing in the community and things of that nature, you know, stick to the basics.
I can dig that.
Yeah, so that's the wrong question for all those who interview. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. Because you're not going to be happy with my response.
I hope they're listening.
They better be. Hello, are you out there? No. So, definitely. So, yeah, well, that's good that you have awesome people that stick to the, you know, the format, and definitely because you want people to get to know Monte for Monte. What Monte do behind closed doors, no one's business. So, you definitely, I'm glad that people stick to that. Do you have, like, any mottos or mission statements and things that, you know, that you reference, like, when you feel things as, like, going haywire and things of that nature? Like, for me, for instance, procrastination is big for me. So I just decided to post that, don't procrastinate, all over my office to keep me focused. So are there any things that keep you focused just, you know, what I'll put Crash Nation. Besides passion, besides your passion, you know, is there anything that you use to, like, as a ritual?
Well, not really, because, you know, I'm kind of always on my game, and plus, you know, I always have people that's always reminding me anyway if I do happen to forget. So, you know, it's just more of a practice, you know, repetition.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm learning a lot today, and I should have, you know, I'm going to listen back to this because I was about to say I should have been taking notes, because I'm telling you, you learn something from each person that you encounter, negative or positive.
Right, right.
You know, so what I'm saying is that I'm learning how to, you know, not be this person, procrastination. Like, I shouldn't have 50 million stickies and post-its in drawers. When you pull out a drawer to get a pen, you see a sticky, like, don't procrastinate. Like, who does that?
Hey, have you ever heard the saying, they say, I write down stuff on a sticky tab so I don't remember. I mean, so I don't forget. But then I forget to look at the sticky tabs.
Right.
You ever heard that?
Exactly. Yes.
Like, you write it down to remember, but you forget to look at the sticky tab. Come on.
I'm telling you, Monte, I have, like, a little thing on my desk that has, like, a little, it's like a stand, and you can just totally, like, pull the paper through it, like one of those delis when they put the receipts on a little stick. And
right.
All these things are piled up. Every different color, shade of sticky you can think of is on this thing. And I'll be looking for stuff, and it's always right in front of me, but I never can find it. So I definitely can relate to that. Like, I write it on the sticky, then I forget the sticky. I have stickies everywhere. This is crazy. I'm going to get my life together. The new year's coming in. I'm going to get it together, get my game up. So how do you decide on what tracks should make your EP, your album, your mixtape, or your singles? Like, how do you decide which ones make the cut?
Well, just keep listening to it. I keep listening to it, and if it's, you know, you'd be like, man, I'm about to turn this. And, or you can just keep listening to it, and you want to keep listening to it, that's the one. When you can keep listening to it. After it go off and you press play again. But when you just keep listening to a record, maybe two or three times, and you don't really want to hear it no more, that ain't the one.
Well, that's cool. I like that. I know everybody's learning. This is like school today. Thank you. I'm serious. You're giving out some good information. That's so cool. So, do you have, like, a few choice words that you would like to share with our listeners tonight?
I'm sorry, can you
overall,
repeat that question one more time?
Sure. Do you have, like, a few choice words that you would like to share with our listeners tonight?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
You got dreams? Go after them. Don't never let no one tell you that you can't. You can't. Never. Go after of it.
Absolutely. And that's just it, because Monte said
follow your dreams.
Exactly. Absolutely. So where can people reference you to go and gain on future updates and new music and tours and all that good yummy stuff that you're going to be doing?
Well, you can go to you can go to www.skiesthelimitet.com. You can go to my Twitter, Monte Music. My Facebook, Monte Music. You can also go to montemusic.bandcamp.com. And by the way, Monte Music, that's spelled MONTAYMUSIC.
Definitely.
Instagram, Monte Music.
Easy.
Everything
Google
about
him.
Me is Monte Music.
Yeah, exactly.
Google
just
Monte
Google
Music,
him.
My YouTube, official Monte Music.
Definitely. Because you know what? I threw you into Google, Monte, and it just all popped up.
Yeah.
Any and everything. Even things you didn't want me to know. No, I'm just kidding. None of that happened at all. But definitely all good resources.
What are you talking about now?
Right, like, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about? No, none of that happened. Adderall, so it's just my little humor kicking in. But definitely, and I want you to know that, you know, I love to stay in tune with people, even if it's not an everyday thing. I know you have a life, you know, you're making music and doing your thing out here, but we want to always know, you know, if there's any way that we can support by, you know, putting music into airplay and sending it to other stations and, you know, just helping you with anything that we can possibly help you with through our platform. We want you to know that we're here for you. We don't like to have people on a show and then be like, oh, yeah, I interviewed him, so next. It's not like that. Everyone is an individual, and everyone means something to us. So we definitely want you to stay in tune with us when you can.
Definitely. I sure will.
Definitely. So I am so grateful, and I had fun talking to you, and I'm glad that I got to gain on you, and I know the listeners and the ladies are particularly thrilled as well. So we wish you all the best. And again, this is not the end of it, because I'll stalk you, and you don't want to do that, you know? You don't want to do that. I'll just come stalk you, kidnap you, put you on a New York City train, and get you lost for a day. So
know I'm going to get lost if I get on y'all train. I'm super getting lost on the New York City train.
Exactly. So that's the point of it. So you better stay in tune. Just have these visions that be like, Precious says she's going to come put me on the train. Let me go say what's up to her real quick. Just at least tweet her. Like, hey, girl, okay, see you in another 2 months. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Keep in tune with me.
Right.
Watch your back, because I'll get you. So thank you so much, Monte, for being awesome. You are an amazing, creative, talented genius, and I look forward to all that is to come from
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too, beautiful.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Monte. So definitely, definitely check him out. Totally had a ball talking to him tonight. Really, really was fun, fun, fun. For all those who tuned in to listen to the interview with Monte, definitely know that you're appreciated for stopping in. Shout out to everyone. It's just so many people, like, lined up, have no idea who you are. But if it's your first time tuned into the Intune Show, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because without you guys, this is nothing, you know? This is nothing. Definitely, once again, check out Monte, Monte Music, and that's M-O-N-T-A-Y Music. Don't get it twisted. Check him out. He's new to the fam, so we're definitely going to support him and show him love. For all those who don't know, tomorrow I will be interviewing the OJ's lead singer, Mr. Williams, Walter Williams Sr., and Saturday. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys. Saturday, I'm going to be interviewing Donnell Jones. So I'm definitely, definitely excited about everyone that comes on to the Intune Show and give us their time. But, again, the spotlight is on Monte tonight, so you definitely want to check him out. Awesome, awesome individual. Until tomorrow, 6 p.m., baby, stay in tune, because I want to stay in tune with you. Have a good night, babes.
I'm in tune.
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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go.
I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.